Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hello, this is Amanda with Joyful Heart Family. I am so thankful that you found us and that you are listening. I pray that this podcast and these words would bless and encourage your heart and your soul and your actions as well. Today, I want to talk, not exhaustively, but at least begin the discussion about abundance. There is a lot of talk about abundance versus scarcity or lack. And I am no stranger to this in my own life. I would say that for most of my life, I have had a scarcity mindset and thought about lack. I grew up in a home where scarcity and lack was constantly talked about. My father grew up poor in Kansas, didn't have very many toys to play with. So he was determined that his family would have more than he did. But he would often say, oh, there's not going to be much this Christmas. It's going to be a meager Christmas. And then we would be blessed with so many things. But my dad functioned and operated out of more of a scarcity mindset or a lack. And I would say that did have an effect on me growing up, as well as just how I feel really frugal with my actions. And then getting married, my husband grew up with a scarcity and lack mentality and experience in his home too. So he brought that in. We brought that in together. So you can imagine when I started doing more personal development and personal growth, and I heard people talking about an abundance mindset, and I thought, what does that even mean? I've come across the word abundance in scripture many times as I've read through the Bible in my adult years. And so one year it was becoming quite popular that people would pick a word for their year, a concept that they would focus on and would be their word for that year that they would embody and would crown their year. So as I started thinking, I want a word. What should my word be for the next upcoming year? I heard the little whisper of the word abundance, and I thought, no, I struggle with abundance, and I don't think that can be my word. And the word just kept coming up. I would find scripture with it, I would hear people talking about it, and I prayed and asked the Lord if that should be my word, and I felt a confirmation there. So, okay, abundance was my word, and I thought, ooh, goody, what is this going to be? Is this going to be an abundant year? Are we going to be blessed financially with abundance? We were not blessed financially with abundance that year, but I spent the year just wrestling through this word, wrestling through my experience with abundance and with lack and scarcity, and going to scripture in God's word. And so I wanted to share some of those thoughts and some of those scriptures that I have come across and wrestled with, and perhaps they will bless and encourage you as well. So first I want to preface this with a verse in 1 Timothy 6:17, which says, "Don't become high and mighty or place all your hope on a gamble for riches. Instead, fix your hope on God, the one who richly provides everything for our enjoyment." I love that mindset shift about that we're not supposed to be placing all of our hope on a gamble for riches, but fixing our eyes on Jesus, on God, who richly provides everything for our enjoyment. I just think that's so good. So some of the verses I came across about abundance are Romans 15:13. "May God, the source of hope, infuse my life with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of my faith, so that my hope will overflow through the Holy Spirit's power." May the God of hope infuse my life with an abundance of joy and peace, so that my hope will overflow through the Holy Spirit's power. So I wrestled, y'all, with these verses. Some of these verses, I went and looked up each little word in the Greek or in the Hebrew to see what they meant, to try to understand what was God communicating to me in Scripture. So I went to some different sources I use and found Strong's 4053, which is the word for abundance used so much. Perioios is the word, and it's a sense of beyond, superabundant in quantity or superior in quality, by implication, excessive, exceeding abundantly, above, more abundantly, very highly, beyond measure, more, superfluous, above and over, super added, more than sufficient, more than necessary, uncommon. These were some of the definitions and the words when I looked up in the Greek the word abundance. There was so much there. So much there. And so I thought, well, maybe abundance just means the abundance of joy or the abundance of good things. But as I looked, many of the scripture verses and definitions had to do with financial abundance or in related to business, finances, material things. So I just kind of added that to my mind as I thought and read and studied with an open mind to see what God had to teach me about abundance this year. Also, one psalm I came across, Psalm 65:11 in the New King James Version, says, "You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance." Some of the versions talked about fatness or just the abundance that would come from the rich delicacies of food, that we are satisfied. Matthew 25:29 says, "To she who values her blessings and gifts from God and has used them wisely, more will be given, and she will be richly supplied, so that she will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, because she has ignored or disregarded her blessings and gifts from God, even what she does have will be taken away." This verse really startled me and made me just sober-minded about this. Am I valuing the blessings and gifts that God has given me? Am I using them wisely? Then more will be given. I'll be richly supplied so that I have an abundance. But am I being ignorant? Am I ignoring? Am I disregarding the blessings and the gifts that God has given me? Am I being high maintenance and not appreciative of some of the gifts? Am I focusing on the wrong things? Am I focusing on the frustration rather than the blessing? Am I coming from a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving and awareness and praise for the gifts God has supplied to me? Am I valuing those blessings? Or am I ignoring and disregarding them and either wanting more or focusing on what I don't have, the lack? Am I focusing on the abundant blessings I have or on the lack? And so this verse, I just thought, yikes, I want to be someone who values my blessings and gifts from the Lord and use them wisely so that God can trust me with more, that I will have an abundance. I don't want things, the blessings I have, to be taken away because I'm ignoring them or disregarding them as gifts from God. That verse in Matthew 25:29 was really sobering for me. Another verse that stood out that I've read over and over again, which is so good, is John 10:10, that Jesus came so we would have life and have it abundantly. God's word also talks about Jesus came to give life with joy and abundance. I realized that word give there. It's a gift. The joy and abundance is a gift that God gives to me. I was thinking and getting confused and thinking it was something that I needed to strive for. I needed to strive. I needed to make this abundance happen in my life. But as I read, I see that it's a gift. It's a byproduct of abiding in God, trusting Him, being grateful and thankful. Joy, we know, is a fruit of the Spirit. But that Jesus came to give me life with joy and abundance, and it is a gift that comes from Him. I want to use my mind to enjoy God's presence. I want to live in the confines of today and live abundantly today. God brings the abundance, not me. Another passage that really stood out to me is 2 Corinthians 9. Now I'm going to start in verse 6. And this is the Amplified Version. Now remember this, he or she who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and she who sows generously, that blessings may come to others, will also reap generously and be blessed. Let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose, just as she has decided in her heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver and delights in the one whose heart is in his gift. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing, come in abundance to you. So his grace, his favor, and his earthly blessing is coming in abundance to you when we cheerfully give, so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in Him, in God, and have an abundance for every good work and act of charity, as it is written and forever remains written, He, the benevolent and generous person, scattered abroad, He gave to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. Now He, God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for food, will provide and multiply your seed for sowing, that is, your resources. So He's going to provide and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness, which shows itself in active goodness, kindness, and love. You will be enriched in every way so that you may be generous, and this generosity administered through us is producing thanksgiving to God from those who benefit. For the ministry of this service offering is not only supplying the needs of the saints, God's people, but it is also overflowing through many expressions of thanksgiving to God. Because of this act of ministry, your giving of your money, resources, and yourself, they will glorify God for your obedience to the gospel of Christ, which you confess, as well as for your generous participation in this gift for them and for all the other believers in need. And they will also long for you while they pray on your behalf. Because of the surpassing measure of God's grace, His undeserved favor, mercy, and blessing which is revealed in you, now thanks be to God for His indescribable gift, which is beyond words, which is precious beyond words. This passage has so much meat, so much meat. I'm going to read it now in the Voice translation, which just gives you kind of a different perspective and insight into this passage. God is ready to overwhelm you with more blessings than you could ever imagine, so that you'll always be taken care of in every way, and you'll have more than enough to share. Remember what is written about the one who trusts in the Lord. He scattered abroad, He gave freely to the poor, His righteousness endures throughout the ages. The same one who has put seed into the hands of the sower and brought bread to fill our stomachs will provide and multiply the resources you invest and produce an abundant harvest from your righteous actions. You will be made rich in everything so that your generosity will spill over in every direction. Through us, this was Paul talking about the Corinthians sharing their financial resources to help support him. So Paul is saying, through us, your generosity is at work, inspiring praise and thanksgiving to God. For this mission will do more than bring food and water to fellow believers in need. This mission will overflow in a cascade of praises and thanksgivings for our God. So you can imagine I went through and thought, okay, let's break this scripture down. Sowing, scattering that seed. Now you can scatter it sparingly, which would be stingy, coming from a place of fear and that scarcity mindset that you won't have enough. But God is going to sow those seeds. He wants us to sow those seeds. Jesus has given us the seeds, which are gifts, our talents, to scatter and sow. Sometimes it's fertile soil and sometimes it's not. God asks us to be wise about where we are scattering our seeds. But we have a choice. God gives us the seeds. He gives us gifts, talents, and we can choose whether to sow sparingly or abundantly. Are we going to hold on to them for ourselves? Sometimes in the past, I've held on to my seeds. I've held on to my energy, my affections, my time. I have thought that I don't have enough, so I don't want to give them out to everyone. So I've sowed sparingly. I've kept it to myself. I didn't reach out to people over the last several years. I sowed my seeds very sparingly on social media, even though God has given me so many wonderful just insights and scriptures and his word to share that have blessed me abundantly. But I, whether out of fear of lack of time or fear that people won't appreciate it, I haven't sown those seeds abundantly. I have sown sparingly, and I haven't shared what God's put on my heart, the messages, with other people. Also, I've been sparingly sown those seeds with sharing who I am with others. I have reaped sparingly over the years. But the abundance can be in excess. I can have more than enough to share, over and above, super abundant in quality and quantity. Those verses are saying that God will be generous to us, that he can produce an abundant harvest with our resources. God is able to superabound powerfully, and he's capable to bring the abundance, the periosos, the Strong's 5043. And it abides and abounds in joy, grace, graciousness, literal, figurative, or spiritual, especially divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in life, including gratitude, benefit, and favor. He makes the abundance happen towards us so that we can be content and be self-sufficient in him. I can have super abundance to every and all good work, which is our deeds and our occupations, so that we can have all sufficiency and contentedness in all things, may superabound, excel every good work. So God gave me gifts, talents, ability, time, children, blessings. God gives the seed. If I scatter the seeds, plant, and cultivate sparingly, I'm going to reap sparingly. If I scatter seeds of time and interactions with my children sparingly, I'm going to reap sparingly. If I sow those seeds with my children, talking about the deep things, taking the time to listen, cultivate that relationship, cultivate their heart, cultivate a love and exposure to God's word with my children, I'm going to reap abundantly. When we give cheeringly, cheerfully, not grudgingly, or out of necessity or constraint, we will be enriched, plutizo, we will have spiritual riches so that we can be generous. I just love these. And it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to live out. Sometimes it is hard. But if we stick with it and we trust God for it, if we trust God for his word and what he says, then we're going to see this abundance. Again, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, starting there. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows generously, that blessings may come to others, will also reap generously and be blessed. Let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose, just as he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And here's the promise, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you. Abundance was over, super abundantly, all those things. So that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency. In everything, being completely self-sufficient in him, and have an abundance for every good work and act of charity. Those are some pretty deep verses. They are very meaty. And I would encourage you, go to them, read them. Look up the Greek and Hebrew words there. Let them sink in and impact your life. But I believe when you do these things and let his scripture soak into your heart, it's going to change your life. I also love Philippians 4:19. God will supply, will fill all your needs, every need you have according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The word there is plerao, the Greek word, supply or fill. It also means perfect, cram, level up. If there's a hollow, filling it, furnish, diffuse, influence, satisfy, finish, verify, accomplish. Those are different synonyms for the word God will supply or fill every need you have according to his glorious riches. The word for need here, he's going to fill every need. And I thought, okay, well, what does that mean? Every need? Is that like, you know, he'll just provide my basic needs so that I have food and clothing and a job. But the word here is krea. Need. He's going to fill. Remember, he's going to level up, furnish, diffuse, influence, cram, accomplish every need. And here are the words for need: employment, occasion, demand. He's going to fill every employment, every need, every demand, every requirement, every destitution. He's going to fill every need. He's going to cram, supply. Krea, business, every lack. He's going to fill every business need that you have according to his glorious riches. He's going to fill every lack, every necessity, every need, every use, every want that you have. Now, of course, if we want things that are not in accordance with his will, that's not going to happen. God's not a genie. But this verse is saying that he will supply and fill every need, every demand, requirement. He knows what we need according to his glorious riches. Plutos is the word for riches here. According to his glorious plutos. What does plutos mean in the Greek? It means wealth as fullness. According to his glorious wealth, according to his glorious riches. It also means money, possessions. Figuratively, it means abundance, richness, valuable bestowment, and riches. God will fill every need, every demand, requirement, business, necessity, lack that you have according to his glorious riches, his glorious wealth, his glorious abundance, his glorious possessions, his glorious money, his glorious richness. He will do those things for you. How is this for learning about abundance? I'm telling you, it is a deep, meaty concept. In Proverbs 3:9, it says, honor the Lord with what you make. In Job 36:11, the Amplified says, if they hear and serve him, they will end their days in prosperity and their years in felicity, pleasantness and joy. The abundance truly comes from God himself, from having a relationship with him, from being connected to him. We are obedient to him. We honor him with our generosity and what we make. We can end our days in prosperity, our years in felicity, which is pleasantness and joy. I want that. I assume you want that too. And then, of course, I'm not going to break it down today, but I'm going to leave you with a couple more scriptures. Ephesians 3:20-21 in the Amplified. Now to him, to God, who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. He is able to do super abundantly more than we can even imagine, according to his power that is at work within you, within me. Matthew 14:31, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He says, O you of little faith, why did you doubt and dance back and forth between following me and heeding fear? Oh, how often I heed fear. I don't want to dance back and forth between following God and heeding fear, but that is often my reality. But when I keep his scriptures, when I keep his word fixated in my mind, and when I listen to it, like in podcasts like this, I am blessed. And I remember his goodness and his abundance. And I pray you will be blessed as well. Let us move from a scarcity mindset. Let us embrace the abundance God promises to us, whether that is figuratively, emotionally, spiritually, or financial blessing, financial abundance. Ask him for it. Believe that he has it for you. Listen to some of the other podcasts. May God's word richly dwell within you and spur you on to love and good deeds. And may our mindset be one of abundance, like our abundant God. May we stop striving and trying to make the abundance happen in our own strength. Over and over again, scripture is clear. It is a gift from him. It comes from him. It is a gift from him. Every good and perfect gift is from him. As always, be in his word. Don't starve yourself on his word. If you are a busy mama, just listen to these. May they encourage you. Be blessed today. Let's walk and receive the abundance he has promised us. Bye-bye, friends. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.